This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate you being part of the conversation, being involved, get engaged. You know, whether you're talking to people up on our website, therealsite.com, where you can, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a White Wing, Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. And all those things you've been taught to hate. And all those things you don't need to be able, you don't need to fear, you don't need to hate any of that stuff. Anyway, it's just, you need information. You need to push back. We can't let them get away with this stuff anymore. You cannot let them continue to talk about us the way they do. See, they're laying the narrative. Because we allow them to. They're laying the narrative out there. We shouldn't let them. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So, when you see things that are written, I'm not saying you argue with everybody on Facebook. That's not what I'm even suggesting here. But when you're on your page or another page or a friend's page, whatever, and you see something that's blatantly off, that is not what we believe, it's not what we think, it's not what the policy process that a conservative subscribes to, don't let them get away with it. I have people all the time say, look, I grew up in California. I wasn't like that. What the heck happened to you people? He's right. We let it happen to us. We've got an attorney general here. You know, you've heard me kind of touch on these things. We have bills coming in front of us, laws coming in front of us. One is the Senate Bill 18 that will allow the state to step in and put your kids in a foster home. If you do not take care of them the way the state wants you to. Now, I'm talking nutrition. What if the state says, what if the government says you have to eat 4 ounces a week? The certain foods you have to have every week. But you as a parent decide that you're, no, we're not into that. My child's not going to eat that stuff, not going to do A, B, and C. Well, they don't care. If you don't do it, they have a right to take your child till you learn how to take care of your child. Right? Health, same thing. There's a lot of people who believe in more natural solutions to ailments. Maybe you don't want to give your kids antibiotics and you got a different way to take care of it. Whatever the issue is, I don't know. Well, state can take a child away from you if you don't take care of it from a medical standpoint, the way they think you should, not the way you do. Even if there's proven remedies and methods that go other than mainstream medicine. There's so many things that they can step in and take your child away from you for. And that will make its way through. Because the nuts in Los Angeles, the nuts Or I should say, I'm sorry, in Sacramento. You already know we have nuts in Los Angeles. In Sacramento, the nuts that we have up there, they're too busy passing laws on gender neutrality or gender fluidity and making sure we have transgender bathrooms and that from a sex standpoint that everybody knows everything there is about sex by the age of 7. Let's not put people back to work. Let's not try to find out why the 9,000 businesses left California in the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. And what we can do to get them back. What do we do to attract new businesses here? You know, the state doesn't try to attract more business here. You know what they do? They just keep, they're looking at 3 or 4 tax increases on gasoline and other things to bring more revenues in. Because they already blew all that money. They blew the money they already taxed us on. Now, you heard about recently where another video, undercover video. You know, we have undercover journalists having 60 Minutes, 2020. What's that video, What Would You Do? I've seen it a couple times on TV where they go in with hidden cameras and they check to see what people are doing. Those restaurant and bar ones where they catch people stealing from them. See, if I follow the logic of the AG, all the people that made those videos should be in jail. Now, the state attorney general in California is going after not the people who can invest on camera to murders, but the investigative reporters who uncovered the crimes. So instead of talking to the doctor who said they go out of their way to do the ultrasounds so they know where the baby is, so they know how to use the forceps properly to rip the parts of body parts apart in such a fashion they're able to resell them, which is a felony. But instead of going after the doctor, they're going to go after the reporters. Because that's that dirty little secret, which is really isn't a secret anymore. But the dirty little secret that they don't want anybody to know about with Planned Parenthood. They don't want anybody to know that Planned Parenthood is making mega bucks selling baby parts. What's left of the baby parts. In a parade of horrors exposed by the Center for Medical Progress, one episode stands out. It's the 7th video, released by undercover journalist David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt, formerly STEM Express technician Holly O'Donnell, describes an experience at Planned Parenthood at the Alameda Clinic in San Jose. The video, the writer says, oh, there's that song. I kind of like the song. He says money coming in at the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll finish this up on the other side. Don't go far. Really, you got to hear this. The lunacy in California. I don't know why we're still here. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going up there. But really what I want you to do is buy my book. Skip a lunch, buy my book. Ain't that hard? No, seriously. You know, it's ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't have to. Why don't you learn a little bit about it? Why don't you find out what really what we're all about? Now, I'm sure I don't speak for every right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, but I would tell you, the foundations are in there. At least you'll know how to deal. If you're on the left, at least you'll know how to deal with us. You'll know what we think. You can say you know what we think, but you know you don't. You have no clue as to what we think or what we believe and why. Again, 855-REAL-JOEY, 855-732-5563. Be part of the conversation, whether it's through the chat room, whether it's, I don't know, there's a dozen ways to get involved. You know, it's like I always say, we're like horse manure on a ranch. You'll find us everywhere. Very hard to miss us. So, California, they truly, forgive me, truly the land of fruits and nuts. You know what I mean? I can't believe the legislators that we sent to Sacramento are so out of touch with reality, it's scary. So we have an AG who wants to criminalize people videotaping criminals, you know, people that actually admit to committing a crime. The writer goes on to say, I want you to see something kind of cool. This is kind of neat, says O'Donnell's co-worker. So I'm over here, and the moment I see it, I'm just flabbergasted. This is the most gestated fetus and the closest thing to a baby I've seen. And she is like, okay, I want to show you something. So she has one of her instruments, and she just taps the heart, and it starts beating. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this fetus, and its heart is beating. And I don't know what to think. Now, this is the writer's words. My words would be the baby's heart. Not the fetus. Not the blob of cells. I would call it what God calls it. It's a baby. O'Donnell is then told to harvest a child's brain. She gave me the scissors and told me that I had to cut down the middle of the face. Now, I'm being gross on purpose. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear what they have to do because... You know, we have cleansed all of this stuff. I know Christians that think abortions are okay. They think they're a blessing of God. That takes a whole bunch of crack smoking to have that make sense. It's not often that someone confesses to murder on camera, but that's what O'Donnell did, assuming her account was accurate. The California Penal Code defines murder as the unlawful killing of a human being or a fetus. With malice afterthought. Not only did Planned Parenthood refuse to render care to the born alive infant, as required by California law, it acted affirmatively to cause the child's death. Yes, this revelation occasioned no interest. Major newspapers ignored it. Left-stream media ignored it. Nothing. You saw nothing. Now, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra has filed 15 felony charges against Deladin and Merritt, the journalists who exposed the brutality and profiteering of Planned Parenthood, its affiliates, on the grounds that ostensibly business-related conversations among strangers held in restaurants and at conferences were in fact confidential. And so recording them without every participant's consent violated California eavesdropping laws. You can read all about this at a New York Times or a Washington Post or CNN. Now, Becerra is a Democrat. Recently, he was appointed by Governor Moonbeam. So he's replacing Kamala Harris, which was actually, she was actually more to the left than he is. As State Attorney General, last spring, Harris has investigators raided Deladin's apartment, seizing a laptop and a multitude of hard drives. Both had 100% legislative ratings from prominent pro-abortion groups. Both have received financial support from Planned Parenthood. At the time she ordered the raid, Harris was helping Planned Parenthood's chief legal counsel draft legislation to restrict reporting on healthcare providers. Why should they restrict it? Look, I've always said the same thing. If you've got nothing to hide, why do you care? Look, if you're having dinner with me or lunch with me, you bring all the recording devices you want. Because there ain't nothing I'm going to say at lunch or dinner or breakfast or anywhere else that I don't say here. Or that I don't tell you while I'm face-to-face with you. That AG is nothing but a coward. And anybody who thinks, yeah, you heard me, anybody, who thinks it's an invasion of privacy for him to do something like this, for you to get somebody on tape talking about how they're breaking the law on a regular basis, there's something wrong. You need psychiatric care. Because I'm sure you're the same people that have no problem with the NSA listening in on phone calls like Mr. Flynn's or General Flynn's and a few others. As long as they're on the right, you're good with it. This is what I'm talking about. We have such a divided country still, and it's not divided to the Trumps and the non-Trumpers. It is divided between the left and the right, the right and the wrong. If telling, you know what, show you what hypocrisy these guys have. They don't want to deport illegals. They want them to be able to live in these sanctuary cities. Because when a crime is committed, they want them to be able to speak up and tell on other people. Is it the same thing? Maybe it's not video, it's their word. So we want them to be able to feel good about coming forward, even though they're here illegally, even though they've broken the law, and God only knows what else they've done. But we want them to feel safe coming to the police, telling them what their neighbor or what has taken place that's illegal. So maybe this group, maybe they should renounce their citizenship for the United States and come over the border illegally. So they can say, hey, yeah, we got this information, but we're here illegally. And you always said that we shouldn't feel threatened by coming out and telling people what we've done. Do you just kind of see where we're living in? Yeah, there you go. There you go. We need a sanctuary state, city. Come on, think about this, though. The rules don't apply the same. They're blurred all over the place. It makes no sense. Anyway, there's so much that's wrong with this story. There is so much that's wrong with the state and the way we've allowed it. So you conservatives that live in California, this is your fault. We need to come together, and we need to get rid of these people. Get them out. Get some sanity back up in Sacramento. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Come on, don't you feel that way? Don't you feel like... You must have had some cocaine for some of these stories to come up. Chestnuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversations. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate the time that you you help move it along. You help keep me on my toes. Really, I don't mind. It doesn't bother me at all. I'll finish this up. I need to finish this up because it's, again, it just makes me nuts. We've got an AG in California. Well, the one before was even worse. She refused to seek life sentences. One of the major last things she did before she became the AG, she refused to seek life sentences for cop killers who ambushed cops and killed them. It was premeditated the whole 9 yards. It wasn't like on the spur of the moment. She's good with letting drug dealers, rapists, murderers out of prison. The people that are that far left, I'm not going to say all Dems, but the people that are that far left, where they almost hold thugs, thieves, murderers in higher esteem with more protection than law-abiding citizens, they themselves should be, I don't know, disbarred, indicted, pulled out of their chairs. I don't know. But all common sense has left us. Well, I should say us. A certain group of people. It's just gone. It doesn't even exist anymore. And what's funny is when you sit with them and you try to talk them through some of this stuff, they poo-poo you like it's not a big deal. Whether this fella took these pictures legally or not legally. See, entrapment and that kind of stuff only applies to the police department. The police department is the only one that needs search warrants. Right, there's so many more things that the police need that you don't as a regular person. So if you're sitting there and somebody's admitted this to you, what would be the difference between this? And I'm sitting having dinner with somebody. He's got a couple of glasses of wine. He said, you know, I've never told anybody this, but 22 years ago, I killed my wife. And I buried her up and down the coast from Malibu to such and such. Right? Is there a thought that that person might expect some privacy there because we're having a private conversation? If I go to the police department and say, look, I'd like to report a potential murder from 25 years ago or whatever, you think, because, you know, there's no statute of limitations on murder. Are they going to go, well, were you guys having a private conversation? Yes, let me read you your rights. I mean, think about it. Where does the lunacy stop? When does common sense kick in? A crime is a crime is a crime. The federal laws were put into place to keep the authorities from trapping you, to keep the authorities from making an example of you. This doesn't make any sense. There's much that ought to be said about California's transparency, transparently partisan abuse of the state's prosecutorial power. Not a great orator. Get over it. But in recent years, these undercover videos have prompted California's Justice Department to actually investigate claims of animal cruelty on chicken farms. Come on, I want you to think about this. Right? They've done animal cruelty on chicken farms. They have changed laws on the dog fighting stuff, right? Cock fighting stuff. So when it comes to animals, you can do this all day long. But when it comes to babies that are being ripped apart in the womb, don't say anything. That's against the law. And there's much to much that can be said about the hypocrisy of the media. Think about that. So this isn't carried in the news. It's not in the papers. They're not talking about it on the air. But we are. And a few others, I'm sure. Right? Where's Rachel Maddow when you need her? Right? Isn't this the same thing? She's hiding under freedom of speech. She's hiding behind, you know, journalistic privilege. But what links media, what is it, media hypocrisy with partisan hypocrisy? What is it at the heart of the shameful affair? Right, this is like twisted beyond recognition. The Center for Medical Progress revealed Planned Parenthood's trade in fetal parts and its winking attitude towards the law, but it also revealed the sheer moral rot that consumes the, not only the abortion industry, but our legislators. And I have friends up in the Sacramento legislature. And they tell me the reason they can't change anything is because right now, that house up in Sacramento is owned by, is two-thirds owned by Democrats. What do you think of that? So if the Democrats own it and they won't get behind fixing this stuff, that's a problem. But it also revealed the sheer moral rot. That's the part I like. Rot. Rot in the abortion industry. Rot at the California legislative level. And look, let's just be honest about this, okay? Some of you registered Democrats that are appalled by this, this is your party doing this. This is your party getting behind this. This is your party supporting this. When are you going to push back? Help me understand. At what point are you going to push back and say, this ain't right, this ain't working, and this sure as heck ain't going to go? I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. Oh, there's Siri again. She thinks I want her for something. It's sickening. Now, on Wednesday of this week, the undeterred by California Department of Justice and the Center for Medical Process released a new video in which an undercover Daladin discusses abortion procedures with Dr. Deshawn Taylor, former medical director of Planned Parenthood in Arizona and the founder of her own abortion clinic in Phoenix. Taylor notes in Arizona, if the fetus comes out with any sign of life, we're supposed to transport it to the hospital. Ask if there is any standard procedure for verifying life. She replies, well, the key is, you need to pay attention to who's in the room. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear what she said? That's not me. Those aren't Joe's words. When the undercover photographer says to her, asked if there's any standard procedure for verifying life, the doctor replies. The owner of the clinic replies. Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, the key is you just need to pay attention to who's in the room, you know? So in other words, if you got somebody in the room that's cold-hearted Satan worshiper like I am, then we kill it. There's a famous line in a... Yeah, like I'm going to try that word. Let the lie come into the world. Let it even triumph, but not through me. The lie has come into the world, but not through David Daladin. This stuff has been going on forever. And the fact is that a lot of people look the other way because they don't want their party to get in trouble. That is like so wrong in so many ways. It makes absolutely no sense. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A psychology professor says little scientific evidence that microaggressions are really even a thing. Now, how long do you think before he loses his job? A week and a half, maybe two? They'll probably pick at the front of his classroom. This guy doesn't stand a chance now, poor guy. Was that? Oh, Lynch. Oh, yeah, that's true, huh? Scott Linefield is challenging the seemingly universally accepted. Yeah, this is in line with, what is it, climate change? Let's just throw them out there. They make you feel bad, so we have to stop doing it. After reviewing many studies on the topic, Dr. Lillenfeld argues in his paper, microaggressions, strong claims, inadequate evidence. Microaggressions lack scientific proof. Talk about that the other side of the break. There's that science word again. God forbid we do anything with that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I can't stop myself. I won't say I'm trolling the person because I'm not. But I love this stuff. This one person, and she is very much like a lot of others out there. They just keep posting this stuff about Trump. Every post that they post has to do with him going to jail, being caught. The last one she posts is, the New York Times just unearthed evidence that could land Trump behind bars. So I responded, of course. Like you know, they'd been so right, like he wasn't going to win. Right, Hillary had no email server. There's so many of these things that they seem to forget that their team, their tribe, kind of like, I won't say cornered their market on this, but they definitely started to make it better, right? They brought it to a whole new level, didn't they? So it's kind of like every time you turn around, the same things that they are outraged by all of a sudden. Oh, my God. I can't stand it. The same. I got to send this to you so you can throw up. The same thing that they were outraged by, or not outraged by their side, seems to send them into a tizzy when they perceive that Republicans are doing it. And that's why I keep telling you, they don't want equality. There's no honesty there. There's no integrity there. Come on, think about it. Absolutely none. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's all I can do is scratch my head. Wait, if you saw what I just saw, I think you probably would shut the mic off and just go. That's how bad it is. Oh, God. All right, back to the story. I'm sorry. And so the microaggressions. Oh, God bless America. So Emory University's psychology professor, Scott Lilienfeld, he wrote a paper. The paper says that the microaggressions, those strong claims, they don't have any evidence. There's lack of scientific proof, and therefore should not be included in workplace or campus diversity training. Moreover, he said he believes that the term microaggression is misleading, as it implies conscious intent to do harm. And if you listen to the description of what they call microaggressions, they are unconscious terms, or I should say, they're not unconscious terms. They are terms that you use where you are unconsciously poking at other people. No intent or harm, but it does anyway. That's what they say it is. Now, the scientific status of a microaggression research program is far too preliminary to warrant its dissemination to real-world context, he writes. In 2017, he wrote this recently, and it was published in Perspectives on Psychological Science. Lilienfeld told the College Fix in a phone interview that he became interested in the study of microaggression phenomenon after noticing its ubiquitous decisions on college campuses. I'm sorry, discussions on college campuses. You notice that they were taken off at faculty meetings in the corporate world. I mean, these, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about something that isn't real. It doesn't exist. I began reading the literature and became more curious and more concerned when I realized that this was hardly any evidence supporting the concept of microaggressions. When the universities and corporations began providing microaggression detection and avoidance training, the underlying assumption was that the concept itself had been subjected to rigorous scientific scrutiny. Lilienfeld counters that this is simply not the case. We know that microaggressions are correlated with negative mental health outcomes, but that finding may be confounded with a person's pre-existing personality or mental health condition. Now, because microaggressions are determined by self-report, it's difficult to prove that they cause mental health problems. You know, think about it. We read this everywhere. These kids are offended by everything. When do parents start stepping in and going, okay, wait a minute, stop. Enough with this. You know, suck it up. You know, they hate terms like suck it up, buttercup, man it up, pull up your big girl panties. All that stuff makes them crazy. You feed into this stuff. And that's the biggest problem. I love you guys being this stupid. It's what keeps me on the air every night. The fundamental flaw, according to Lilienfeld, is the self-reported nature of microaggressions coupled with its broad definition because they are totally in the eye of the beholder. Anything you say could be labeled as a microaggression. You know what I'd love to do someday? Ah, God, this is a great idea. I'd love to have a conference, and I would invite every one of these loons. Right? What was that? The gay fellow from the other day that said that it was a, for all intents and purposes, it was a microaggression because you shouldn't say you want somebody that has a six-pack. You shouldn't say no Asians or no blacks, whites only, or whatever it is. Right. So wouldn't you love to get all those people in the room and say, okay, help the rest of us figure this out. You guys talk amongst yourselves. You'd wipe out half the room and probably in about a half an hour. Yeah, that's okay. You're right there. You're probably more right than I am. It would require more Kleenex than rags to wipe up the blood, I'm sure. I heard you. In the current literature, if someone is offended by something, it is a microaggression. You simply can't progress scientifically in this way or expect to resolve racial tensions on a college campus. Moreover, Lilienfeld argues that research on microaggressions does not draw upon key domains or psychological science. It's all about feelings. No kidding. I didn't need a PhD for that one. He talks about something called psychrometrics, social cognition, cognitive behavioral therapy, behavioral genetics, yeah, I believe that one, and personality, health and industrial organizational psychology. Ultimately, he recommends entirely eliminating the term microaggression from use. I'm in. Where do I sign up? Now, the study of microaggressions revealed important biases. The term is a terrible one because it implies that the intention of the person is aggressive in nature. And aggression implies that intent to harm. He noted in a phone interview, he said that he believes that racism does persist on college campuses and in the workplace. However, he's more concerned that an overuse of microaggression training may actually heighten racial tensions. And my God, who's been saying that? You get so caught up in all this racial stuff. You're calling so much attention to racial inequities or what you perceive to be racial inequities when they're not, that you're creating them. Young people are very, very impressionable. And when you sit there and you start calling this stuff out like it's real and it's happening and it's a settled science, right? I mean, seriously, you make it happen. Concern about microaggressions may make both sides more defensive. Lilienfeld said minority individuals may become hypervigilant to recognize any signs of danger from speech or action. Conversely, majority members may begin to feel defensive because they have to watch every single thing they say and do. No kidding, really? Both sides need to talk to each other, more or less, by handing out a list of phrases that you should not say because they are microaggressions. Stigmatize speech and shuts down dialogue. See, it's healthy to encourage dialogue. It's healthy to have two different ways of looking at things. It's healthy not to be on the same page all the time. It seems like most other people are okay with this. The only ones that aren't are the ones that are on the far left that don't want to hear anything different. Right? What? How does that make sense at all to anyone in any way? It doesn't. We have to understand and remember, it doesn't. You keep coddling these kids, you're making them worse. The next generation of kids won't be able to deal with anything. They won't be able to deal with war or sickness or anything else because it'll be too much pressure on them. They'll spend more time arguing, you know, what is it? What's the room the president has? Situation room. They'll be in the situation room arguing more about terminologies. What was it on the Benghazi? One of the things that came out about Benghazi. These guys were changing uniforms for what, an hour? Because they didn't want them in certain uniforms. They didn't want them to look like they were, you know, coming in like a SWAT team. They made them put on regular clothes. And no, that would put them in danger from the American forces. They made them go. It was crazy. All about political correctness. Put the darn uniforms on, you know, put the 300 pounds of armor on, and shoot the place up. Save our men. That's what it should have been. The political correctness should have been a thought in anybody's mind. I know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to use the word intelligent. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent with me. Look, don't do anything stupid over the weekend. I want you back here on Monday. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Love to know not so much what you think about the show, because I'm afraid. But send me an email. Tell me what guest topics, maybe good books you've read. Love it. And soon, we will start giving away books again. We're going to start giving away stuff. You got to pay attention, and you got to be fast. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time you've given me. God bless. Have a great weekend.